So that's it. Chelsea winning 1-0 against Fulham. A penalty at the back end of the first half, dispatched by Cole Palmer, sees the Blues near the dizzying heights of 8. Goodness gracious me. Apart from that, not much else to report. First half, didn't need tax return, discover the Zodiac Killer, etc, etc, etc. But another bit of magic, another example of why Chelsea might need a centre forward to really kill off games, with Fulham coming close towards the end after we hadn't quite done it. And Thiago Silva getting the reception he deserves at Stamford Bridge, as you can hear. But that's it from me. I'm off to the pub, because bloody hell, I need a drink after that. Up to 8. You have a Conference League, lads. It might be on. I'll hand you over to the lads, and I'll see you later.
Well then. Another win for Chelsea, another win at home. Extends our winning run at home since now 28th of October when we lost to Brentford. And 3 more valuable points. Now, as Lewis said, up to 8th above Man United now, above Newcastle. Now level with United above Brighton, and level with United above Newcastle. Great. Not a brilliant game, was it? But we did enough. And the man who got us that winning goal once again, Cole Palmer, with a penalty. Another one, his 5th this season. 5 from 5 from Cole Palmer. He is ice cold. And I think once again, proved he is currently the bargain of the season. We go on about him a lot, but in a game like this, which is obviously quite a tight game, not an awful lot, kind of between the two sides, really, despite Chelsea obviously being the team with more ball, more quality, not an awful lot in terms of scoring opportunities. As Louis has said, it wasn't much going on really in that game. So for Cole Palmer to just do his job, tuck away the penalty, it's just a big thing. And these 3 points, games like these are massive. We're in the position we are. So thank you, Cole Palmer. And up the Chelsea, we carry on, guys.
After how bad a watch we've been, and how bad our recruitment in general has been, we've been moaning about the fact that £1 billion spent, and spent on what? I decided to do some scouting in this game, because there's a player that's caught my eye this season a lot, in a position that we could do with, and that man is Anthony Robinson. I thought I'd just keep an eye on in this game, because we don't have a left-back. I mean, Chilwell came back today. He came on the wing, obviously, as that's where he played earlier in the season. Chilwell was apparently a winger. Obviously, we know Matson, our winger, has gone out on loan. And Colwell, our centre-back, is the one playing at left-back with Mark Cucurella out for another couple months, whatever it is. I think Robinson's class. This guy bombs up and down. I know there was a point where Palmer flicked over his head and did him, but Cole Palmer's a tricky customer to deal with. We know he's been a good player for us this season. And I thought, in general, he looks defensively sound. Going forward, he gives a real threat. It gives overlap because our left-hand side is so isolated. We do nothing down that side. And that's part, and it's not Colwell's fault because he's being forced to play there. A centre-back is not going to offer you overlapping runs, which a proper left-back can give you. And Robinson is someone that will definitely give you that. He was helping combine with Willian to offer threat for Fulham during this game. He's done that throughout the season, and I was impressed again. And it's someone that they should be looking at on the market, though I believe he is above 17, so I have my doubts as to whether they will. Good player there, though, and a very good left-back that we could do with.
So, that's...